I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my name is Ariel Stroman. I'm the son of Rolf Stroman, and we come from a church here in Verdal in Norway. That's the middle part of Norway. And I will share a short message with you this morning that the Lord shared with me and dealt with me on a while back. And my title is Without Excuse. Let's just say a little short prayer before we go into the Word. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord, of devotion to you, Lord. And you see how, as we turn to you, Lord, you start to speak to us, Lord. You start to give us thoughts, Lord, that can strengthen us during the day, Lord. And I pray that this little short message can be a blessing to the people, Lord, and speak to our hearts, Lord. That's my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, in Luke chapter 14, Jesus was invited to the ruler, one of the rulers of the Pharisees. And we know through the Gospels how the Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers, they were always watching Jesus carefully. Yeah, they might have been curious about him, but mostly they were out to trick him in words. They wanted to bring him down. He was someone that they looked upon as a threat. So when this ruler invited Jesus into his home, how open was he for the words that Jesus would speak to him? Not very open, as we see when we read. Because here we saw how Jesus would share parables with them. And not once do we see that they surrendered or they turned to him or they were in agreement. There was always just new questions. But I'll just read verse 1 first here. I'm using now the new King James Version. Now, one Sabbath, he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, and they were watching him carefully. And skip down to verse 15. When one of those who reclined at the table with him heard these things, these were some of the parables Jesus had shared with them. And he said, "Blessed is everyone who will eat the bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I've bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I married a wife and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And their servant said, 'Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and there's still room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and the hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.'" Now, if you isolate the situations in verse 19, it seems pretty natural that you're busy when you just have bought 5 oxen. So naturally, looking at it naturally, of course you should be excused to go to see to your recently bought yokes of oxen. Same thing if you're just married, recently married. You want to tend to your wife. It's a natural thing. You read in the Old Testament that they wouldn't send men to war who were recently married. They were to tend to their wives. But here, Jesus is showing the Pharisees by this example that they were actually turning down the banquet of the wedding supper. That's what they're turning down. They're not turning down a wedding feast. So it's a serious business. And it should touch the hearts of the people. And it should really sting the hearts of the people when an invitation is gone out. Now in Exodus 4, there's a different invitation. It's when God calls Moses out. Verse 1, Exodus 4, verse 1. Then Moses answered, "But behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, 'The Lord did not appear to you.'" But and then skip down to verse 10. But Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I'm not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I'm slow of speech and of tongue." And then the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth? Who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak." But he said, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else." Now Moses' excuse here when God calls him is, "I can't talk, I'm not good with words." Now these are two complete different settings that I've shared. Now one from the New Testament, a parable of a banquet, and the calling of a servant, a man of God. And I believe anyone listening to this sermon right now, Luke chapter 14 is not a challenge to you, because I believe as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have all accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We did not make any excuse when the Lord called us into his kingdom to be a child of God, to repent, to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. I believe that that's a done deal with us listening here this morning. But the ones Jesus shared the parable to, they refused it. They refused the banquet. But in Moses' situation, he had also accepted that there was a God. He knew the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was a real God, was a true God. And when God revealed himself to him by a burning bush and an angel speaking to him, calling him out, it's a different kind of excuse. It is actually an excuse that God enjoys to hear, I believe. "I'm not good. I'm no good, God. I can't be used. I can't talk. I'm not good with words." For God, he doesn't accept an excuse like that, because he's the one. What does he say in verse 11 in Exodus 4? "Who has made man's mouth? Who Who makes him mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, therefore, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak." Now that touched my heart, because the Lord, as I believe he has called a lot of men and women, has also called me to a life with him that I accepted at a young age. And when you have accepted Christ, which is the most important thing in life, there's always more. There's always more work to do. What does the Bible said? The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. So I will leave you with those words, and we will continue tomorrow. So may God bless you and have a great day. Amen.